Okay, the show now counts.
Ah, welcome to the show.
The show officially counts.
It's the Seth and Colby Show. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm glad you joined us tonight.
Morris Minor is asleep.
Mr. Morris Minor, makes sense that you're asleep because it is like what? Like 2 in the morning right now for you?
I think, okay, so here's what happened, guys. For all you people that are like, what is happening? Here's what's happening.
Here it is.
I forgot to open the audio recording program. That's not important, okay? What is important?
Am I asleep?
Did you?
Yeah.
What is important is that we heard an excessive amount of crackling.
There was a lot of...
And then my hard drive shut off.
Maybe that was it breaking?
I'm scared to say this.
Yeah?
I'm going to say it. I think that crackling is electrical surges. Because earlier this week, I want to say Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
I think it was Tuesday. There was some light crackling in my headphone occasionally while I was streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then my monitor flickered. Like this screen just kind of flickered on and off.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't heard anything since. But now we heard a more crackling than I had heard. I'd only heard like... You know, like one crackle. There was a lot of crackling this time, and then my hard drive shut off, which should never happen. Especially since we're not touching it.
Yeah, no, that either your hard drive exploded or, yeah, it lost power since you have 5 extension cords plugged into one outlet.
Yeah. Power strips, yeah. Yeah, power strips. Try a different HDMI cable, Morris. That is some great advice. But it's also terrible advice.
It's really bad.
Because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 HDMI cords in this setup right here.
So which one do you change?
Right. You can't.
Of them.
You can't, especially since the crackling.
All of them.
The crackling is not constant, so you can't test it.
Right. Yeah. It's gone now.
Hey, Icy, how you doing? Try 7 different cables. All right, let me get on that. Okay, all right. Taylor, how are you doing? Taylor said some really nice stuff about me this last week, and, like, I don't handle compliments well, so I didn't, like... Here it is.
Yep.
So I didn't, like, reply to it, but Icy... Or, but Taylor, thank you. Okay. Just want to say that.
I'm going to go with your mic.
You think it's my mic?
Yep. That was so fucking loud.
It just crackled again.
Plug it back in, damn it.
It crackled when it was unplugged.
Well, then it's not your mic. Plug it back in before my ears explode. That's so fucking loud.
It is loud. But your mic would do the same thing if you unplugged it.
Oh, it would be worse, probably.
I actually think I know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, you want me to test the theory?
Sure.
Okay. Just tell me if you hear crackling.
Okie doke. Let's find out if Mr. Man knows what he's talking about. What?
You're crackling?
No. I feel like some sound changed. Like there's less fuzz, less background noise now. I don't really know. Could just be me. No, I'm not hearing shit. I ain't hearing a damn thing, man. Not a damn thing coming through these dear headphones right here, sir. It's gone now. What's up, Menace?
Me nice.
What does the 421 mean? Does that have any significance? I always wondered.
He's better than 420. That's what he's...
Oh.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
It means he's better.
It's like I'm 420 plus one.
Yeah, he's too good for weed, man.
That's cool.
Well, that backfired on me. I really thought that was the problem, and the fact that there was no crackling means that it wasn't the problem. Although I did mute that input, it's possible it only crackles if there's sound or something.
Maybe.
That's his birthday, man.
Oh.
So close to perfection.
Almost Hitler.
It must hurt him to know so deeply that you were close, but to miss it all the same.
Thanks, Thanos.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
Anytime.
I like when we drink at the same time.
It's great.
So we're in sync.
Yeah.
We're in sync. Hey, guys, what's up? So the show's now started. It's official.
Yeah.
Yep, high energy.
Whoa!
Jesus, too much energy.
Did you hear some crackling there, motherfucker? Woo!
Too much energy.
I really wanted that Fourth Reich.
Oh, damn.
You like that one, man? You like that joke?
Oh, my God. That was pretty good.
Okay, so here's what we got on the agenda for tonight. Here we go.
Bam.
What did you think?
Bam. Bam. Nothing?
Sweet. No, actually, that's not true. I have two things.
Oh, yeah?
How was your week? Oh. All right. And hold on. Don't answer. Don't answer yet. Don't tease.
That's a good one.
And I have this video of Matthew that we just got to watch.
Oh, wow.
Little less energy, please, Morris says, to pump the brakes. Oh, less dancing, less energy. That's what Morris needs from you.
That I can do.
That's why Morris is your favorite.
I can definitely do both of those.
Yeah. So how was your week, man?
That was great.
Between the cord and the scream, my ears are deceased. That needs to be the title of a metal song.
Between the cord and the scream, my ears are deceased?
Yeah, dude. That sounds
really
metal, dude.
Emo metal
that
song
is metal
right there.
Right there. Mm-hmm. It's metal. All right. So how was your week?
It was fun.
Yep. What'd you do?
Not shit.
You excited about going to Buffalo Wild Wings together on Saturday, man?
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I am too.
Give me some of them wings.
No, be honest.
Wings. Okay?
Are you, be honest, I'll be honest too. Are you excited about going with me or just going?
Just going.
Me too.
Yeah, Buffalo, man. I used to not be a big Buffalo Wild Wings fan until I had those wings up in Kansas City, and those were the best things.
What were they again?
Chipotle barbecue.
Were they
dry
a,
rub?
So it was a rub. You had a rub. I've never had a rub.
Oh, they were so
at
good.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, it just gives me rock hard.
I'm gonna steal one of yours. And try
that's
it.
Fine
because I don't even I gotta try. I mean I feel like at this point
last time and I ate a lot. So.
I just you've talked them up so much.
They're really good.
My Chris's dad he swears by the salt and vinegar dry rub. Which to me sounds awful, but he says it's amazing.
That sounds great.
Really? Yeah. I think it's the dry rub that gets me.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel
the
texture or something would be weird.
The chicken is more tender.
Okay.
When you get a dry rub because you notice the tenderness over the fact that your wing is covered in sauce.
See, I want the sauce. I
don't give a shit about the sauce.
I just lick it like that, man. Dry rub sounds like porn.
I'm going to dry rub the shit out of some wings this weekend. You know that much.
Salt and vinegar is good. I like them on a chip. I think what's getting me is it being on a wing. Like, is it like, does it look like dust? I think, when you go to a grocery store and you look at like a pre-rubbed chicken,
mm-hmm.
It looks like someone sprinkled paprika on a raw chicken
bone.
That's
what it looks like.
And see, I feel like that can't be good.
That's so good.
Sauce is the best down with the dry rub. I would agree with you, Taylor, but I honestly I don't think I've ever had dry rub chicken wings.
That's so good.
So I can't try it. Preferred dipping sauce? I mean, that's why you introduced yourself.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you get?
We're both from Kansas. We both like ranch. Okay?
Dipping sauce?
Do you know this about America?
Oh, yeah, fuck blue cheese, man.
Do you know this about America that, like, the entire East Coast is all blue cheese?
Well, that makes sense. They're weird over
there.
They're
anti-ranch, but they're pro-blue cheese.
Seafood and blue cheese. Like,
see,
I like
blue cheese. I like ranch better.
No.
Like, Buffalo Wild Wings blue cheese, not that good. It's okay. Maybe I haven't had good enough blue cheese. See Menace, he's from NYC. See?
Huh? Is shit.
Well,
not
Taylor has good taste. You don't get to be you don't listen to this show for 10 years and not have exquisite taste.
Oh, yeah.
So you know we'll get Menace over there. But all the Europeans are saying blue cheese is awful. So
yeah,
Menace,
cool.
You're fighting an uphill battle here on your crusade for blue cheese. It's not looking good for you.
Yeah. I'm very excited about Buffalo, but I'm also not because I'm trying to be on a diet.
No, we're starting. Me and Chris are starting Monday.
I'm getting fat, man.
Yeah, I can tell. You just look so fat.
Hey, for me being fat,
yeah,
I'm getting fat.
Oh.
Fuck off, you raptor-sounding piece of shit.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's
weird. You got
weird.
A bug in here that
how do I even
plugs
test
in this
for that?
I have no idea. No idea. Is it only to us? Does
no,
because
Menace heard it on Tuesday.
Okay.
Chat, confirm you heard the crackles. I literally have a piece of equipment in there that's only job is to kill crackles and hums. So that means it's happening so like so badly that like it doesn't even work with the Hum Destroyer in there. I don't know, dude.
Okay, back to me being
fat. Yes, you back to you being fat.
I'm fat.
Colby.
I understand.
God, look at this perspective.
That's a bad sit back up, man.
I think if I go higher, it's less.
How arched is your back right
now? Oh, so arched. Honestly, I'm a little stuck, if I'm being honest. That was. Oh, God, that hurt. Anyways, oh, that hurt. You're not fat.
Oh, dude, there's a gut here now.
They do. Well, first of all, that's a good sign. That means you're in a happy relationship.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You get relationship gut?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone who's been in a good, long relationship gets fat. Unless they're, like, vegetarians or some weird thing.
I'm not okay with it.
Well?
I've started to do cardio this week.
Oh, God. Well, technically, you started to do cardio last week.
Something terrible. Well, true.
Yeah, man, you burned a lot of calories.
I feel like
that.
The 18 beers compensated opposite to that, though.
You know, beer is the reason you're getting the gut.
Yes.
You know that, right?
I know.
Like, if you just stop drinking
it's
beer.
It's carbs at night, that's why.
If you just stop drinking beer, you'd be...
I can't. I tried.
I don't know. I don't think you're going
to
lose weight then, man. I don't think it matters.
Wine.
Because that's the dad bod. Yeah. It's beer. You know, because, like, I know people, like...
That beer's so good, though.
It is so good. I don't know how people do it. Like, everything I know about weight loss, every excuse I have is totally and completely dispelled by Nick George's existence.
Yeah.
Because that man used to be big and fat like me,
mm-hmm.
okay? And now he's skinnier than you.
Yeah.
He's the fittest person I know.
Right.
And all I see on his Snapchat is him sitting in his chair working, like I do, or you do. Actually, you stand up for a good portion of your job. But I sit all... Well, okay, you mostly sedentary.
I should, probably, but no.
Mostly sedentary, mm-hmm. okay? And then I see him pounding beers in the mm-hmm. evenings. Because he's also a web developer, and he's rich AF. All right?
Dude, the man's on, like, coke or some shit.
Dude, I don't know. And he's so skinny. And I see him, like, riding bikes, like, on Saturday mornings. But, like, riding your bike for 15 miles once a week, if you're sitting...
Once a week? Yeah, no.
Yeah, if you're sitting on your... And he's climbing mountains. Like, he climbed a 14,000-foot mountain in Colorado the other day. Just, like, just being skinny doesn't give you the ability to do that. Like, how... Did he do it?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
See, I'm really bad at cardio. I've ran a mile, ran slash walked. I've walked like...
Okay.
I want to say like 40% of it.
Now, running and walking are the
60%.
Same. Are the same workout. You can just get the workout done faster if you run.
Mm.
At least that's what I've heard.
I feel like on my legs it's the same. You know what I mean?
Well, that's because you're putting more... pressure on your legs when you
my
run.
Knees,
right.
My knees, man. Yeah. My knees. But right. Anyways.
That's why I bike, dude. It's easier.
I've done a mile running. I start off, then I lift, and then I go and finish it off with like 3 to 4 miles on a bike.
Okay.
Indoor. But
okay, right. Yeah. Same thing, yeah.
Still, cardio, man. I've never sweat as much as I have sweat at the gym this week.
Yeah?
And still.
Well, I think it takes more than 1 week.
I weigh as much as I ever have in my entire
life. How much do you weigh?
188. 188, man.
Well... At least I'm not 100 pounds heavier than you. Close. But not 100. Thank God.
I wanted to get to 200. Now I'm seriously regretting it.
No, but see, you're catching up to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you wanted to get to 200 with muscle, not with gut.
Well, yeah, but to get the muscle part of that, you gotta get a gut, too.
Yeah, but you can't get your gut through beer drinking.
Yeah.
You gotta eat like cake,
carbs, man.
Cake
all
and
I
stuff.
Need is all I need is carbs.
Beer is liquid bread, man. That's what they say, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, it's wheat.
Dude, I don't know.
You got puffy nipples.
I'm the wrong. You do not have puffy nipples.
Oh, dude.
You do not have puffy nipples.
You don't even want to know.
I saw you shirtless like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's
guess
no
what
puffy
in that
nipples.
3 weeks.
You puffed your nipples.
Metabolism went from here all the way down here now.
How?
You
know what it is?
Up, what?
You're 25.
Yeah.
It's over.
Right. No, that's what I'm...
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
You just turned 25. It's over now. Give up. It's too late.
I know. I either have to just...
What you got to do now is stop and just keep what you got. Going back down to where you were, no longer a possibility. This is the best now. This is your baseline.
Right. I either need to lean into the curve and just get more fat. Or completely tear out beer and liquor. And
see,
carbs,
and that's the thing, like, that sounds horrible.
Right.
That sounds awful. Like,
sounds fucking terrible.
Like, all those people are like, nothing tastes as good as being skinny feels. Like, I want them to try Fireball.
Yeah.
With my mouth. Okay?
I just need to find a liquor that's not... Well, I need to find a liquor I like.
Uh-huh.
Wine isn't enough.
Okay.
It's more alcohol.
Like, what do you mean enough? Like, to get you drunk? Like, are you
I finished
a
bottle
dude,
in one night.
Have you ever had, like, that barefoot that's, like, or the... what's the... Something home. Something
I just
house.
Need a heavily
Sutton
liquored
or something.
Wine.
Okay.
That's what
are you
I need.
Just
I can
to
do
just
wine.
Drown out the demons? Is that what you're trying
yeah,
to do?
Yeah,
okay.
And I just can't do carbs.
Why don't you go to vodka?
Because vodka tastes like asshole.
Well, you gotta be an alcoholic like me, and then you'll appreciate the...
It tastes like asshole.
You, what you should have done is spent the last 2 years of your life mainlining whiskey, and then now you could just drink a little bit of vodka and be good. Drink four Loco.
I need to find a liquor that I can handle.
That's what you need to do. You need to, like, taste some liquors.
It's just so bad. Like, I tried...
Don't you want to be like Ron Swanson,
whiskey,
man?
Yeah. And 7
what did
up?
You try though? Like
wild,
what whiskey?
Wild Turkey.
See, that's horrible. That's
is it?
That's first of all, that's bourbon. Bourbon tastes horrific. I don't like
maybe
like
that's
bourbon.
Why? Okay.
I don't even like bourbon.
Do I need to go back to Jack? Because I was a big Jack and Coke
also
guy.
Also bourbon.
Really?
Yes.
What's whiskey then?
Whiskey is bourbon is like a more intense barrel flavored whiskey in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if there's some alcohol enthusiast out there, you'll email me and please send it to Cameron at duo.com instead. But, like in America, you can't use a barrel to age your liquor more than once. Okay. So every time you taste Jack Daniels, it comes out of one barrel and then they throw that barrel away. In England or the UK, you know, over Scotland and Ireland. You know, with the Jamesons and the Johnny Walkers and all that, they can use the barrels as much as they want, so it gets smoother as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Because science. All
right, liquor fills up the holes.
Right, so that's why they say the older it is, the smoother it is, because the longer it sat in the barrel. Bourbon is literally like, is it drink yet?
Yes. Is it drink yet?
And then they just put it in a bottle. Like, that's what those people, like, I mean, they were, like, getting tar off shoes and stuff with Jack Daniels and things. I don't really know what I'm saying, but I know it makes sense. Stripping carburetors and stuff, man. Glenn Morangie. Let's Google it, dude. What's that?
See. That was my plan initially. It started off in the winter, and I've just never stopped. I was going to cut for summer, and, yeah, it just never happened. It got worse.
Look at this, man.
And also, cutting... requires giving up beer.
Good Lord, Morris. This looks amazing, but what do you think we are, Rockefeller? Look at this. That's $129.
What the fuck?
Maybe we don't need the 18. Spirit of innovation. You're not innovating, Jack. Okay? You're making the same beer that you've made for the... And your website doesn't even work. Maybe innovate a website. You know? God, I hate liquor slogans. It's like... It should just be like, this is a good one. That's what it should say, because that's how us drinkers really care, all right?
This is a good one.
Year of birth. There we go. Okay. No, I do not want Glenn Morangie to know my location. The rock stars of Wichita? I highly doubt that. I mean, this looks pretty good. I've never seen this. I don't know if they have this in America.
Doubtful, right?
I'd never seen this, and I feel like I would have seen it, Morris. Dude, look at their friggin' building. Like, you know, whatever comes out of that is amazing, you know?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, Chris and I, I've kind of been on a diet, but not like, I was on a diet really hardcore for like a month and a half, 2 months. And then I had to do websites because Chris lost her gallbladder.
Yes.
And so then I ran out of time to do anything extracurricular, including working out, because I would literally wake up at 7 a.m., work on websites till 11, then stream till 6, and then work on stream till 8, and then be done for the day. And so, but now I'm done with the website. So I'm so, and Chris went on this, I have no gallbladder, I can eat whatever I want, tear for the last 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so she's been going ham. And so Monday, she's like, I got to get back into waking up early and getting back into exercising. And she says she just all around feels bad because, like, she's not exercising and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, I felt sluggish until, like, I feel great this week other than the fact that my mind is so exhausted.
Right.
Body feels super stressed because I've been stressing it more than normal.
Right.
But it feels more, I don't know,
those chemicals in your body, man. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's all hormonal or whatever. Like, it's not really any different, but these chemicals get pumped.
Like, when I wasn't working out, I didn't work out for, like, the month, including the 2 weeks that Brent went to Portugal.
Because it's really hot, man.
It is really hot.
It's really hot.
And so, like, during that time, like, my knees felt really weak all the time. I felt like they were going to cave in or some
shit. Were
your arms
heavy? Mom's spaghetti?
Yeah, and nervous. but on the surface, he looks calm and ready.
Yeah, dude.
To drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down.
Icy Center.
The whole crowd grows so loud, he opens his mouth, but his words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up over. Blow!
That it?
Snap back to reality. Oh, the gold's gravity. Oh, that's all.
I only honestly know the Weird Al version.
I know the intro.
Yeah. Well, that's impressive, to be honest. So.
Yeah, man. Fucking eight Mile.
Yeah.
What is it? Lose Yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. You lose yourself. Yeah. Icy says her first job was a personal trainer, so she'll help. Icy, unless you can literally come to my house.
I will.
And be like, don't do it! You can't help me. Like, people like Colby.
Hey, we're flipping tires Sunday, by the way.
Oh, are we?
Like, after the show.
I'm busy.
Some tires.
Yeah, I got an appointment.
Oh,
no,
you said you were going to do it if we record it.
Yeah, do you have a plan?
Brent's going to record
Or is your plan just flip tires?
Yeah. We'll fake that you die or some shit at the end.
That might not be fake.
Well, it might not, exactly. We might not be able to flip this tire, because it is a really large tire.
Oh, you're thinking we both can't flip it together?
Like, maybe together, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, if I go and you go separately, I don't know if it's possible. It's probably possible.
Okay. All right, man.
But
flipping tires
Sunday.
On Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
How hot is it supposed to be on Sunday?
Just ask Siri what the weather's supposed to be on Sunday, man.
Later. No, not details, you whore. Oh, and I quit the weather app. Oh, bitch. 95. That's better than 101. Is it supposed to be 101 tomorrow? God damn it. I am over this hot shit, man. I am over it.
You're spiraling right now.
Oh, I'm so fucking mad, man. Like, I got off of work, I was just mad. For no reason.
Just because it's
like,
hot?
Not real shit happened, but yeah. People can't fucking drive on Kellogg, and it's hot as shit.
Let it out, man. You're turning into me, I'm worried.
I was so rage-filled. Sweat dripping, literally just dripping down my back.
Don't you have air?
In the car.
Your car has black seats.
Black on fucking black, man. I can't keep that shit cold.
Why don't you get a different car?
The air conditioner gets hot.
Go get a different car.
I need to. But then again, it's going to get hot, and it's not going to solve my problem. I'm going to get more, man.
Go get an all-white Mercedes.
I can't afford that shit.
But it would look baller. Oh, my God, dude. Did you see that Boogie has lost a lot of weight?
He got a fucking thing.
Right, he got surgery.
Yeah.
Like, he jumps. And I'm not fat enough to get that.
Gastric bypass?
I just need 1 year of discipline. That's all I need.
I know, right?
That's it.
That's how I feel about school. Because I just need, like, 2 good years of no life, and then I'm set for the rest of it.
Right.
But I just can't start that 2 years off, because I'm just like, fuck that, I got it right now.
Right.
I'm just not rich.
I got you, man.
I know.
You mean a truck?
Yeah, I remember when I was going to get a truck.
Oh, God, gross.
I'm still going to get a truck.
No, you aren't.
I'm going to get a truck, a lifted one, and then run over Pinella's new Charger.
All right, I'm in then. Perfect. Did you get my Snapchat the other day? I was just
Just chilling at his job, man.
Tone works across the, like, literally 3 miles from where I live. And so, like, it's across the street from the gas station I fill up my car at. And so I was just filling up my car and look over there, and there's this douchemobile. And I'm like, I gotta send a snap of this to Colby. I thought about sending it to him, but I haven't said anything to him personally in probably 6 months. And I didn't want, like, my first, like, contact with him to be like, look at this douche, because I feel like that's just overly negative for no reason. He's probably self-conscious about it. And you'd also probably be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you jealous.
Yeah, you jealous. You want jealous. My car. Yeah, you couldn't even fit in my car, you big fatty. That's probably right, so.
That took a good wolf.
But yeah, man. Okay, we'll flip tires on Sunday.
All right.
We'll do it.
Anyways, yeah, so I've been doing cardio.
We're going to see a lot of each other.
Sucks fucking ass.
We'll see each other Sunday. We're going to see each other Saturday. Yeah,
Saturday and night, today, too. Man. We're going to fuck.
Sweet. Looking forward to that chat. That will also be filmed.
That might be on a different website.
Subs though. Only.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing cardio?
I want to wake up early and run. Okay. It's not going to be as hot.
How early?
Like, I need to be at work at 8.
I'll go with you.
And so I would need to wake up at, like, what, 7 probably?
I'm telling you, man.
20-minute
you
run.
We should ride bikes.
I was thinking about getting a fucking bike mount for my car so I can get my bike from my parents.
Dude, you could ride your bike from your house to the park. You're a mile away from the park.
Which one? Sedgwick County?
Yeah. That's what I do. I ride my bike from my house to the park. Now, for me, it's, I think, 2.5 miles.
There.
To there. So you're probably 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
No.
About a mile and a half.
Yeah, about a mile and a half. Because, honestly, I take this, it's called Woodchuck Bike Boulevard.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's like right over here. And it's where those stoplights are. Oh, like just randomly on Central. There's stoplights, you know?
By Carroll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like that's for the crossing of Woodchuck Bike Boulevard.
Oh.
So I'll pedal down to there, mm-hmm. and then I'll ride across, and that road takes you all the way to like Sedgwick County Park. Down where like the extension office is, we're like across the street from that Quick Trip.
Yes.
So that is like 2.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But to the actual park itself, and then there's a 4 mile loop around the park. It's super easy. Especially for you, you have a road bike.
Well, yeah.
You could easily ride that. You don't have to do all 4 miles. You could do 1 mile or half a mile and back. You could just ride to the park
I've
and back.
Ever biked ever back when I was biking, I think was like 4.
Okay.
But I mean,
and that's fine.
I could go slow.
Show me a map of this ride. Well, I can't do that because then we'd show where we live, Menace.
Yeah, man, we don't.
Yeah,
want
what
rapists.
Are you doing, Menace?
We don't want rapists here.
Yeah, Menace. Yeah, we can't have no blue cheese lovers showing up at our place.
He's planning on coming here.
Here, I'll show you
He's
the park.
He's taking a trip from where? New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
He'll be disappointed.
Like, where am I? Russia? Yugoslavia? You.
Okay, so here's Sedgwick County Park. Okay, get out of here, all right? I'm going to. Okay, so here's Sedgwick County Park. So you can see the bike path on here. So Woodchuck Bike Boulevard runs, I think it's here. I think right here is the stoplight, right here.
Mm.
So like it runs down this road. I like ride this road down here, and then there's a little stoplight. And then you can get on here, and you can ride this path down to like the extension office, or you can ride it like this way. Like, see, what I do is I'll come off this road, and this is like 2.5 miles, and then I'll take this path, and then if I feel not fat, I'll go this way and ride up to this cross over here and follow this path, this green line. And so you can cut across here too. Like, there's lots of places to cut across if you're like feeling tired.
Yeah.
But the entire thing goes literally around the entire park and then back around, you know, over here. But there's a ton, like each of these little thin green lines is a bike path that you could do.
Hmm.
And so I know where you live, and you live close enough. You could literally just right there.
Yeah.
It'd be easy.
I could.
You
I
could.
Should. I would.
Or
I'm,
run.
But, I'm
but that's the thing to me. Like, I mean, and it's just me, honestly. Like, I hate getting in the car because I hate driving back after I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, nothing feels better to me than getting on my bike or going for a run and then running back home. And then getting in the shower and being done.
Mm.
Like, that feels great. I hate getting in the car and being sweaty and sitting and then driving back. It's horrible. I hate that. I mean, you probably are used to that because... I know where you live. Because because the gym. Yeah. So, you know, that makes sense for you. But
I don't know, man.
Getting up early is something I personally like doing. It's just then you also can't stay up late.
Oh, I can.
Well, yeah, but
I would.
You can't. You shouldn't.
Me and Britt are watching Game of Thrones right now.
Okay.
I'll stay up late for another fucking episode of that.
I know, but you shouldn't. Because that's also bad.
I know a lot of things I shouldn't do.
But that's also bad for your health.
Nah, yes. Fuck it.
Yes, dude.
I'll die.
Here's what you need to get. All right, I'm going to show you this app. This is the best app of all time.
Speaking of which, I got some of your fucking sleeping pills yesterday.
Dude, they're great, aren't they?
Which one do you get? Do you get the and
they're the diphenhydramine.
Right.
Yes,
but
that's what I get.
You get like a pain reliever too with
no.
it, right?
I used to do that, but I used to pop them so much that I was worried I was ruining
probably
my
smart.
Organs. So yeah. Then I just went, like I used to do Advil PM, mm-hmm. but then I just went straight to just the sleeping part.
I got you.
But I take three of them. I'm thinking about upping it to four. Three is about not enough anymore.
Yeah.
I'm increasing it by about a pill a year.
See, that's my problem.
And, yeah.
Mine goes real quick.
Right.
It's like, first night I take them, oh, I'm dead asleep.
Right.
Second night I take them, I'm kind of asleep. Third night I take them, a little bit. Fourth night, I'm wide the fuck awake because it's doing the opposite effect on me now.
And see, that's weird. I don't know why.
You like, remember when I was with
you.
I do.
I'm surprised to hear you say they
sleep.
Worked at all. Like, to me, I don't really... I think my body adjusts to the chemicals. But also for me, like, my sleeping problem is 100% mental.
Yeah.
Like, I can't turn my brain off.
Right.
And then when I start thinking about how I should sleep, my body goes, you what, dude?
Oh, yeah. No.
So that's what happens to me.
I take lunch naps every day.
Okay, see,
I literally drive
home. I couldn't
home
even do that.
And then just lay in bed and then pass out in
right.
8 minutes. And I had a dream today on my lunch. I set an alarm for 30 minutes.
Right.
And I had a dream about my teeth falling out.
That's horrible, dude.
Yeah, like I would kind of wake up and I'm like,
right,
and I feel like I'm chewing on my teeth.
Uh huh. No, I know what you mean, dude.
It's terrible.
Well,
but, yeah,
the teeth falling out—that's the bad one, dude.
I can sleep, get to sleep when I'm not really thinking about it, and when I'm tired.
Right.
But at night, I'm not tired.
Right.
I've always stayed up late.
See, I never sleep. Like I feel tired, but I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Like I could literally. I'm honestly worried. Part of me wants to do an experiment just to see if I could fall asleep naturally.
Yeah.
Like, just one of these days we're like...
Well, yeah.
How many days can I stay up? Before my body's just like, no, sleep's good now.
You're gonna sleep the next day midday.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It depends on when you lay the fuck down.
Well, it also depends on what I'm doing. Like... it sounds weird to say, but honestly, I've done this for so long
mm-hmm.
that, like, my, like, I could be sick, I could be tired, I could be, I have chronic diarrhea. It all goes away the second these mics come on.
Mm-hmm.
Because my brain, like, goes into show mode.
Mm-hmm.
And the show must go on always. And so, to me, like, I think the problem is that I don't honestly know when I'm tired until this is over, and then I'm like, God, I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know? So if I just did this, I could probably stay up forever.
I doubt it.
Dude, I would like to
you
try.
You would fall asleep on stream.
I would. That's what I want, man.
Well, then do it.
No.
No better time to do it. Well, wait until Chris is back to work, but then do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's because I don't feel like it's going to be entertaining. Like, what
fine.
Happens if, like... if
Bet Money Menace wants to see you fall asleep, fall face first on your keyboard.
Of course he does. What?
Also, you're going to get more loopy the more tired
well,
you
that's
get.
What I'm about
and
to say.
That's going
to
be great.
What happens if 35 hours in, I start saying the N-word and I don't mean to?
Well, don't, you're not going to do that.
I don't with that.
Don't
worst case scenario
that.
For me, man.
Don't worry about that. I
you
think
know?
You're good on that.
What if I just helicopter just out, you know, for everybody to look at?
That ain't
going to
happen either.
I don't know.
A shit or a fuck in there once or twice. But you pulling out the N-word, I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, I don't think so either, but what if it did, man?
Well, that's why you experiment.
I'll just have, like, a thing on there to say, if I say the N-word, I'm sorry, I'm not me. Like, just have it on the screen, you know, just so people know.
Yeah, just have a sleep counter, man. I am 48 hours sleep deprived. Don't take me at my word.
This is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
This is Under Armour Record.
Okay.
It does all of workouts, so it'll do running, biking, it'll do cardio, it'll do everything. It's every workout app possible in here. Okay, and it also syncs with MyFitnessPal, which I'm sure you use, because everyone uses
MyFitnessPal. I used to.
Yeah. Well, you're right, but when you're trying to be healthy, you use MyFitnessPal, because it's Under Armour. So it works here. And what it does is, this will work for you too, because you have a heart rate monitor on your watch.
Mm-hmm.
So what this does is it monitors you throughout the entire day. It tracks your steps, it tracks your calorie goal, it tracks how long you're supposed to work out, and it tracks your sleep. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of every day, you just give a 1 to 10 rating on your day. Like 1 to 10, how did this day feel? And then after a while...
Is there negative numbers?
No, but I've never given a day a 10.
Yeah.
Never. Well, and that's part of why I use this, because I like to check my, like, my depression level. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know what a 10 day would feel like. Mm. Like, I feel like if 16 Asians showed up at my
everything
front door,
would have to go right.
Right. Well, but then I would feel like I would have to perform well for the Asians. And
well, not that. I'm just saying everything typically you do. Like, for me, if I hit every single fucking light on my drive in my entire day, that's a perfect 10 right there. That is a perfect fucking 10. I could get stabbed that day. I'll be fine. It's still a 10, bro. I got stabbed, but God damn it, I made it home super fast.
And then you set your own goals and it tracks your weight. So mm-hmm. then you can like look at a graph like somewhere in here. It's somewhere. Maybe you turn it sideways.
Yeah, man. Give them the government your biometrics.
I don't care. Take them.
Yeah,
all right?
Who gives a shit?
No one cares about my biometrics. Okay, here it is. Oh, that's just weight. Where's the feeling?
Like, literally, unless you're about to get into the government, I don't think you should.
Okay, so here for me, like,
you're either doing something illegal or getting into the government. Don't give a shit who has.
So here's my sleep. So I'm supposed to be in bed asleep at 11:30. Sleep 8 hours. 7:30 a.m. wake up. So last night I got off my phone at 11:47 p.m. I woke up 6:24 a.m. Okay, so that's my sleep. So over 14 days. Oh, here it is. Here's the graph. So you can see that like here's my sleep. So, see, it's actually gotten worse as the week has progressed for me. At, like, your body clock. So, like, here's, like, 95% consistency, 91% consistent bedtime, 87% consistent wake time. Yeah. And, like, this says that all this stuff right here is supposed to help you feel better. Like, taking stock in what you actually experience. And most of this happens automatically.
Right, yeah, it's better to know than just guess at it.
Right,
yeah.
Because then you can honestly look back and be like, man, I felt great this day. And then you can look and be like, well, I rated that day a 9. Mm-hmm. So I did feel great that day. Today I feel like a 7. And then you don't feel so bad when you look back a month later and you feel like you had a bad week. You're like, well, I had a bad week 3 weeks ago and I got past it. Because here's a week later, I'm at a 9 again.
Mm-hmm.
So get that app. It's free. That's that. Just no. Just immediately no.
No.
Morris or Menace, if they know who to recruit for World War III, I guarantee it ain't going to be me. If they need someone to like entertain the Russians over
flip
a radio
tires.
Broadcast, I'll help out.
If they need somebody to flip tires, I'm right there.
We need someone to waste time on radio so they can't broadcast signals. You just get in there and talk. All right, I'm done for. That's fine. Let's do it. I could yap all day to the Russians.
Meat shield.
Operation Frontline, dude.
Dude, I'm in the vanguard, homie.
The vanguard.
I'm right up there.
That sounds so cool, dude.
I'm right up
it's
there.
It's not cool, though, because you die if you're in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the death
unless
one.
Unless you get hit in the head by a hammer and then pass out.
A hammer?
Yeah.
What are you referencing?
That's Game of Thrones.
Someone got hit in the head with a hammer in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Tyrion brought back the Forest Tribe.
Nope. Oh. I heard it.
Brought back to Forest Tribe at season 2 after leaving the Vale.
No. Is this Brit's first time?
Yeah.
What's she thinking?
Ned died, and she's like, I fucking hate this
show. She ain't going to have a good time the rest of the show, then.
Right. No. After season 3, it kind of picks up.
You mean death-wise, or?
Less death.
Less death, yeah. After the Red Wedding, it kind of climaxes.
Kind of,
yeah.
I mean, your characters go through some shit, but not
especially
dead.
Reek.
Not dead.
Yeah.
And who gives a fuck about him?
No one, dude.
Yeah, burn him alive.
To be honest, what he went through before the slicing, I think might be worth it.
Like, wait, what?
Because remember what he went through before they, you know, cut off the twig and berries? They brought in, like, 3 women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It might be worth it.
No.
Depending on what age I'm at.
Nah.
A lot of,
but there are so many, like, I'm really
disability
glad.
Checks.
I've rewatched it a couple of times, but I never paid this much attention to it, I don't think. And there are so many.
Well,
fucking,
that show gets better,
like,
on multiple rewatches.
Like little tiny things.
Right.
Like, there are a lot of mention to Arya's eyes
initially,
and I'm like, oh, she loses those fucking things later. The only bad thing is I can't help myself from not spoiling shit for Brit.
It's hard.
I've told her the entire end of the show, basically. In very vague details.
Yeah, but it's not really, like, honestly,
You can't describe it as good as seeing it.
Well, and the thing is with Game of Thrones is that I knew how the show ended with the whole time. White Walker's gonna show up. Gonna be a problem.
Well, and you love spoilers, so you can
Well,
fuck
I do,
off with
but like
goddamn
also
discussion.
Like, I mean, unless you're going into depth, like, here's the character art for Jaime Lannister. Like, the end of the show is there's an ultimate battle between White Walkers and the non-White Walkers, and someone's going to win.
Right.
You know, like, okay.
Yeah, no.
I do love spoilers,
so
though.
Good,
you still want me to spoil the next season for you when it comes out?
No.
Because you said earlier you did.
No, I said you could spoil the shit out of Star Wars. I don't give a fuck about that.
I think you said
Game of Thrones
at one point, too.
Leave it alone, man. Actually, you're right. I definitely said that because I'm very mad that they made us wait a year.
You still got to wait another, like, 8 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's why we're getting through what we're getting through.
Do you know my brother Luke watched all of the seasons, the same thing you're watching right now, in 3 days?
You told me that.
Isn't that insane,
that's
dude?
Stupid as fuck. You do nothing but watch
Isn't
Game of Thrones.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. That sounds actually the best time of a person's life.
Right. Yeah, he peaked. He doesn't know it, but he peaked.
Yeah, like, that's it.
Yeah, man.
You can't get better. Did he watch it for the first time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get better than that.
He just binged it in like 3 days.
You cannot get better than that.
Doesn't get
every
better.
Every night. Like, we've been watching it this entire week. We get 2 episodes because we go to the gym, then we eat, and then we watch episodes. We only get 2 before it's fucking 11:30.
Yeah, man.
It's bullshit.
Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's fucking, want to stab people. Want to light them on fucking fire. I'll cut their dick off.
You need to calm down. Your blood pressure or something.
That's fine. Give me a fucking heart attack.
You're
I don't
turning
give a
into
shit.
Me, man.
That way I'm going to go to heaven and then live Game of Thrones.
How long do you have to wait until you can spoil someone? Well, I mean, if they're a friend, I usually wait until they've seen it. That's what I would say. If it's on the internet, I usually, if it's a stranger, I don't. And then if it's like our show,
you fucking just torture
we
me
talk
with it.
We talk about, like, if we've both seen it, we talk about it openly, but we're like,
I did
spoilers. And then if it's been 6 months since the thing aired, they're no longer spoilers. You're just late.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a statute of limitations. Like, we're watching Scandal right now. Mm-hmm. It ended last year. If someone's like, this is what happens at the end of Scandal, like, okay, that's great. I took too long.
Yeah.
By the way, Michael Scott leaves The Office. Like, when is it not a spoiler anymore?
Right. How dare you, man? I didn't know that.
You did know that because Robert California shows up and he's the best thing to happen to that show. Underrated. Better than Michael Scott, come at me. Robert California.
They just didn't give him enough,
I don't know. He was the best, dude.
Yeah,
everyone liked Michael Scott because he's got great one-liners, you know, and Robert California's a better character. Facts. Parks and Rec, better show, by the way. It is.
The only reason why I'm not agreeing is because I grew up with The Office.
Yeah.
And then I never watched Parks and Rec until it was all over, basically.
Well, that's when I watched
it,
yeah.
And then I binged the shit out of it, and it was great.
Yeah. Parks and Rec is better.
I don't know.
Ron Swanson, man. I don't either. Ron Swanson, though.
Ron Swanson and then...
Andy Dwyer.
And
because I hate Rashida
April
Jones.
April and Andy. Oh,
I hate
God.
Rashida. Oh, my God. Rashida Jones is the worst, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
Garbage shoot.
I like What's-His-Face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love What's-His-Face, too.
Who she marries eventually.
Adam Scott?
No.
Ben?
No.
Oh, Rashida Jones?
Yeah, that one.
Oh,
the other guy.
What's his name? Rob Lowe?
That one.
Literally the hottest man on the show. Yeah. Yeah. He's great.
He's great.
He's great. Tom Haverford West. Don't know that one.
Tom Haverford.
Why is West in there? Why did West get added?
Probably because he was trying to be Kanye. That's Aziz, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Aziz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Ralph Macchio.
Never seen... Taylor, you've never seen The Office? How does she watch the show and never seen The Office?
I
feel like just by listening to it, she's seen it.
Yeah, right.
We've quoted so much Office. Okay.
No, God, please, no! No! No!
Okay, here's
why are you the way you are?
Can we talk, speaking of our old show, can we talk about exclamation point Matthew?
Yeah.
He just you've probably seen Matthew as recently as I've seen him. Okay, it's been a long time. Don't know much about him. I just heard. I was eating lunch or dinner, and Chris was sitting on the couch on her phone, and I just heard Matthew screaming, and I'm like, "What is that?" And Chris goes, "He posted a live video onto Facebook," and so I downloaded the video
just in case it goes down.
And I just want to try to dissect it together.
All
now
right.
I have never seen it. I've only heard it.
Okay.
And I only heard maybe the first 45 seconds.
Let's do this.
So let's just do it. We'll pause it as we need, and we'll go from there. So here we go, man. Here we go.
Come on. No, you can't. Galen.
Okay, so Galen is his child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's his child.
I was gonna say, is that his cat?
No, that's his child.
Gotcha.
Galen, come here. Come on, Galen.
Hey, his hair doesn't look terrible though. Kind of looks a little adultish. For being a beaver?
We ain't doxing, Morris. I downloaded it off Facebook. Okay, there's no personal information about Matthew Joseph Riddle. Okay?
Can you have a more beaver-like face? Honest to God. Can you?
Look at that.
Even if I tried right now, it would not be as good as that face. And that is just him. Just him.
He's just looking at his phone.
Is this live shit working? Close the mouth.
Okay, it took him that long to figure out how to flip the camera.
Yes.
Chad, that's what that was. Like, how long is that? Like, where's the concentration face? Starts about right here. So, 13 seconds, 14, 15, 16, 17, a good 4 yeah. seconds it took before
yeah,
he could figure out.
Isn't it storming?
Okay, so his child just fell, and he erupted into raucous laughter. You fell down!
His laugh is great, man.
Galen, come on! Uncle Jerry, you're gonna have to, like,
Is that the come same on, guy, Jared?
Yes, it is Mr. Wispy himself.
Yeah. No, can't play the floor, man. No, come on!
That is a nice bike lock, man.
So good.
Galen!
He's talking at him like he's a dog. Hey, Galen, come here.
We want you out here, Jared.
Galen!
And look at a shit. No!
I think he was just playing with, like, some
chemical. It was like Lysol wipes or something. Yeah, it was like Lysol spray.
Don't spray that in your mouth. Don't. Okay.
Don't spray that in your mouth! This is not a comedy bit! That's bleach! That's Clorox bleach! Why did Galen have Clorox bleach, man?
I don't know, man. Why is it out on his balcony? Also, pretty big balcony.
Oh, he's got like a 4-bedroom apartment. The government pays for all of it.
What?
Yeah. He's on like income assistance, so like he gets rent basically for pennies.
Yeah, dear storm dance.
He stopped the baby from becoming Daredevil, man. He could have saved us all from his father.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Mr. Wispy. Okay. This baby was born, I think, in April of last year.
Mm-hmm.
How is this his first storm? It's July of the next year.
It's definitely not.
He's lived through 2 full storm seasons.
Yeah. It's definitely not.
I hope we get a good shot of Mr. Wispy. God, please show Mr. Wispy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first major storm, yeah. That I can remember.
First major storm that he can remember. This baby will not remember this.
No!
That's what Jared just said. Listen to this. Is it really?
Yeah, it's the first major storm, yeah. That I can remember.
What an idiot. Show Wispy.
Not gonna happen.
And then there's just awkward silence.
Come on!
Alright, that was it, so.
Damn it.
We didn't get to see Mr. Wispy, man. I'm sad about
it. Damn it.
Sad.
But. I still can't believe it, buddies.
Oh, you remember? Do you remember John, the guy who bought the soundboard?
I never met him, but yeah, I recall his name.
They still hang out.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Matthew hook that up?
No.
No?
No, Cameron hooked that up. But then John liked him, and then they hung out with the whole McDonald's gang.
McPoyles?
McDonald's. The McPoyles. McDonald's, but the McPoyles also worked. the whole McDonald's gang. Mm. And then they still hang out. Like, he's like the ringleader for a bunch of people who...
Oh, that makes sense, man.
I assume all look
like
this. Dude,
he's been in the army. He's got leadership skills.
Dude, he literally mopped up oil spills out of parking garages when he was in the army. That's not a joke. Like, I asked him what he did all day, and he said, I work in the garage and I mop up the oil.
Cool.
I mean, we need that in the military.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it.
It's perfect for a beaver-looking man. Like, he really should be on the front lines with his face, like, blown up on a monitor or some shit like that. The enemy would see that shit and then run the opposite direction.
It's mental warfare.
Oh, yeah. Boy, there's an Al-Qaeda member over there. Most dangerous creatures on the planet. I'm going to go poke him with a stick. Oh, he's angry! I stole that.
What is happening?
That's Gabriel Iglesias. He was saying they should have stolen Steve Irwin to go fight in Iraq.
But Steve Irwin got beat by a stingray, dude.
Yeah. So
was it pre-death or post?
That was pre? I think it was pre.
Okay.
That
would make sense.
I don't think he would have made a joke about a dead guy like that.
I just did.
Well, no, you didn't. He just asked if it was pre or post.
I said if he couldn't take on. I said he couldn't take on a stingray.
Well, that's just fact.
It's fact.
That's not a joke. That's just fact.
It's bad taste. It's like just like this.
Where was I at? It might have been Warped Tour, where I saw the front of a shirt. It said "fuck stingrays." Okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, is that a Steve Irwin joke? And he turns around and it's like, "R.I.P. Steve Irwin. We will never forget." And I'm like, what? Who gets that shirt?
Yeah, who cares that much about Steve Irwin?
I don't know. Enough to buy a shirt.
I hope that someone, when I die, gets a shirt that just says, like, F cholesterol. Yeah. Rest in peace, Seth, you know? We will never forget. That's what I want.
Cholesterol's gonna get you, huh?
I don't know what's gonna get me. It's probably something awful. Like a lizard. Or what? Why?
I'm just testing the cords to see if it sparks.
Why are you testing with your foot?
I don't know.
Seems like a bad way to test.
Just jostling them.
Jostling them?
Yeah.
Don't jostle the highly sensitive equipment.
Just jostle.
Are you drunk?
No.
I feel like you might be drunk.
I'm only 2.5 in.
Taylor's gonna put it on there for me. Oh, by the way, my son was out there watching us play Mario Party.
Is that a storm?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Is that thunder?
I don't think it's supposed to rain.
No. What time? It's 8 and it's dark. It's not that dark yet, homie. It's not that dark, man.
Wichita weather. Oh, no, it's Wichita.
What was that?
Radar.
Because it definitely does not say rain right now.
Radar. Like, we trust Siri.
Well, I don't trust fucking... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's storms, man. Look at them.
Dude, coming what in the fuck? Storms. Both weather apps are like, hey, yeah, it's fucking right sunny there. Out right now.
Yeah, it's about to start raining, dude.
Well, good. I'm glad it wasn't like a bomb or something like that.
Yeah, like they'd
God
bomb here
damn.
First. Like we'd bomb here first.
Dude, you don't know. Some idiot could have put a child with metal on it in a microwave and it could have exploded.
Does that work?
This is Matthew. Did that.
Did he?
Yeah, that's why his child's dead.
You know, you remember that, you know, speaking of, it just goes completely unrelated but also related.
Mm.
Remember that meme that went around like two years ago?
Yeah.
That was like, if you need your iPhone to be reset, put it in the microwave and it'll clean out your iPhone mm-hmm. for you. And then I think Pinella texts both of us. And he's like, I did this and now my phone won't turn on. And then we both kind of believed it.
No.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Maybe it was
that.
Just me.
It might have been just you because.
Or maybe
if
he did it on
that,
Twitter.
It would have caught fire.
I think he tweeted that he did it.
Uh-huh.
And now his phone won't turn on. I think is what happened.
No way.
And
Pinella's dumb. He's not that dumb.
Well, I think that was the point, is that I was like, he might have done it, though.
I think, no.
And
I think
that's
he
the
was
insult.
Joking.
Well, yeah, I know he was joking. He didn't really do it. Okay. But the fact that we thought maybe
say,
he could
he
have.
How's he tweeting?
The fact that we questioned that maybe he did it.
Computer.
I feel like you literally said these exact same things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a time machine. It's
That's
so weird.
Probably true.
So weird, man.
It's probably true, man.
All right, man. Well, it's you want to play
it's
games?
So fucking true, though, man. Oh, my God.
Okay. Do you want to play games?
We got 5 minutes left of the show. You're depriving them of that content.
The game, it takes 5 minutes to close the show.
Well, I got a pee too, so yeah.
Wait, so do you want me to end the show?
No. We got one more topic.
What?
What's that fucking clicking? Your chair, man. What's your chair on? Is it on some wires?
No!
You kicking the fan? Is that what you're doing?
I just kicked it to see what happened.
Okay.
Now I'm doing what you were doing. I'm hitting things with my foot.
See, Menace is a sub. He wants 5 more minutes, man.
We're gonna do 2 more hours, man!
It's not the same. We're focused on a game. Right now we're just talking. Like men.
You are in a weird mood. Whatever you did today, continue to do it. I like
it. Dude, no. Fuck this.
I've done
less. I either have to be calm, and joke around about everything.
Yeah?
Or my brain's gonna explode from rage.
Well, I like this. Do it. I don't care if you're rage-filled. I'm rage-filled 90% of my life.
This is the show that never ends?
I mean, they got us up to...
So this is just our life now?
Let's check, dude. Let's see how we're doing on average viewership for the last 30 days.
Not enough, man.
9.7.
Enough.
We need 2.3 more viewers to get that third show, man.
Where are you guys at? Invite your friends. Get your parents on there.
Batman.
Have a baby. Create him a Twitch account and then fucking watch us.
Yeah, just lurk. Also sub. What are you playing? Yeah, Colby got Batman Arkham Knight.
I'm Batman.
Rachel!
You want to do another one?
I'm Batman.
You gotta do another one?
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
That's a terrible imprint.
No, but I know how you got these.
That's a good... I didn't expect that one.
Yeah.
Here's the only other one I can do.
Where is he?
That's the only other Batman I can do.
You merely adopted the dog.
See, now we're doing Bane, though.
I was born in it.
I don't think Bane is in this game.
I don't think he is.
I wish he would be.
I don't know if the Joker's in this game.
Like, Joker's gotta be. Is there?
I feel like all the Arkham games focus on the people that aren't in the movies.
Penguin?
I could be completely wrong.
What about the Penguin?
Penguin, I think, is definitely in an Arkham game, but not this one, maybe?
Did you know Batman makes you sleepy? What? Icy, what?
That's confusing.
Like, why, Icy? That's weird. I don't know.
Boredom?
Why.
That's my so only weird. Guess is boredom.
No, I think she sees only his bat like figure and immediately feels drowsy.
Man, he's all dark with a little hint of yellow.
Bats make me stop.
Is that the Joker? Oh my god. What? I had a dream my teeth were falling out.
You're on fire today. Whatever you went through today, do it again. I need you to hit every red light, and I need people on Kellogg to continue to drive dumb.
I don't know, man.
I need it. I've done less heavy lifting on this show than I've ever had to do in my entire life.
Save,
that's what I'm saying.
Save your access heavy lifting for Sunday, because that's when you always need it.
Yes.
Thursday shows, I'm typically here, man.
You are. You're here. You're better on Thursdays than you are on Sundays, which is ironic because Sunday's the 2 hour. But this Saturday, you're hanging out with me so I can monitor how drunk you get.
You can't.
Because your hangover is really what sets you back.
Nah. It's just 2 p.m.
No, when I send you home.
Right now, it's 8 p.m.
Yes.
That's a full 6 hours later than when we typically do our show.
Yes.
That's enough time for me to wake up.
But you plan on going running at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Yep. That's definitely possible. For sure. Uh-huh.
I see we have a problem now.
Why?
If she's bored by the Dark Knight movies, we have a problem.
I mean, the Dark Knight's one of the best movies of all time. Did you see that it's coming back to IMAX for its 10th anniversary?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wonder if it'll come here. It won't, but... That'd be so cool.
No, we're gonna have fucking goddamn whatever The Rock's next movie is.
Skyscraper, man.
Yeah, that's
good. My sister said the movie's actually good. That's what she said.
Jesus. That was loud as
that shook
shit.
The whole house.
Yeah. We about to die.
Are we about to die?
We might die on the stream.
I literally just closed the radar app. Now I'm like, I better open that back up and check the warnings.
It's a good thing that Just Dance got out of the way last week, because now we're going to be dead.
I mean, it appears we're in a... What's this color? Severe thunderstorm watch. So no warnings or nothing.
Yeah, but it just popped up fucking fast, man. It's not on the prediction thing.
Well, it's here.
Yeah, right. Like on
the government one. The weather government app, one says it's there.
Typically, the weather app is like, oh yeah, there's a chance of rain, but yeah, nothing, nothing right now. It doesn't say shit.
Dude, those apps are terrible.
Well, yeah, but I'm also got the Weatherbug app, and it still says nothing.
See, I use this.
I
tell
active alerts.
I tell my own weather. I have High Def Radar Pro. And it literally just pulls down the radars from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, Doppler radars. And see, now I can just zoom in, and it shows me, here's the storm.
Oh, yeah.
So see, this big mamma jamma over Valley Center might be a problem, but not for us. This one over here in Andale, now that might be a problem. You're reading about it right now, aren't you?
No, you spark whenever the weather might be an issue. Spark operates on demand only when you click to see how far lightning is from your location. Does not proactively monitor and alert you to nearby lightning. I don't give a shit. I'm accepting the terms.
That thunder was super loud. Like, I haven't felt thunder that loud in a long time. Is Britt coming over tonight?
Apparently, that strike was right at that school.
So, according to this app, that lightning strike was, what, 2,000 feet from where we are? And that's why it was so loud?
There's been two in this area, yeah.
Well, those would be the two we hear. It's pretty hard
Seek
to hear things
shelter
in here.
Now is what it says.
Ah, get out of the desk, man! It's over! Kansas, dude. I don't care. We don't care. Like, this is how Kansas operate. Man, that was some loud thunder.
Right.
Let's check. Yep. It was.
Yep, there's
all
thunder
right,
there.
Let's talk about drinking. That's literally how we live our lives. So.
I see, it's all right. I didn't really. I know. Watching me dance is definitely a more, like, eye catcher, I guess, than me just playing Batman, but this is my reward for playing fucking dancing.
That was supposed to be Thunderstruck.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman!
I'm out of control. All right, can we end now? It's 8:03.
So that's what that feels like.
Can we get back? Can we get back to?
I'm literally trying to think of any other things he says as Batman. I can't think of any. Batman, we're supposed to be a symbol for good.
I remember that one, right? That was one, right?
Oh my god.
He doesn't really say that much as Batman.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't really.
Simple for good. Good. His like mouth is sideways too whenever he talks. I'm Batman.
Yeah, this is Colby's pick, Batman. Yeah, it's supposed to be a great game. I see.
I didn't think anybody hated
yeah,
Batman.
Who hates Batman?
Honestly. I knew it was going to be slightly more boring than Let's Dance.
Well, everything is going to be more boring than that. Like, we peaked at that, so it's over, yeah.
What's something more embarrassing than me dancing?
A nude photo of me.
Okay, minus TOS violations.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, we peaked.
Can't think of anything.
Commies hate Batman. That's true. No, I think they love him, because he's all about, like, everybody should have fucking justice.
I'm going to start the stupid music. You can't drag out the show longer than it's already been.
It's fine. You got an extra 5 minutes. You're welcome.
You got an extra four.
You're welcome.
4 minutes.
You're welcome.
Guys, thanks for being
you're
here.
You're welcome.
If you're watching, you... He's out of control.
Finish the show. I did last time.
This is gonna be the best Colby play, and I did the other 99 times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Actually, 100 because that was episode 101. Anyway, we are. You could be topless, just not sexually topless.
I can't now because I got a gut the size of Jupiter.
I don't think that matters.
It matters
sexual.
To me.
Well, yeah, but you can technically be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. If you're live on Twitch, I don't want to do the outro. If you're listening on iTunes, I hate you, and go to sendthecolby.com. I don't know why
Twitch,
I hate them. I like
Twitter,
you.
Instagram, Reddit, Facebook,
too much, just too
YouTube,
many of them. Just too many.
Every platform you could think of. We're on Musical.ly.
Are we?
Search Seth and Colby.
Cool.
We're not going to be on Musical.ly, but the major ones,
at us.
We're there.
At us.
RaptorTeeth.live/SethColby for some t-shirts.
You got it.
There's some cool ones.
What's
there.
The P.O. box,
you
man?
You do that, 75648, Wichita, Kansas, 67275.
I think we honestly might be on MySpace, Morris. Because the show was...
We used to be.
Because the show is so old that that Facebook wasn't really a thing when we first started, so... Yeah, I think there is. I think we are in MySpace, but it's one of those old ones. So,
anywho, donate, tip, cheer, subscribe.
Here's what's
follow
it.
If you got no money because
here's what's
we
important.
Like it.
If you're live on Twitch, hi. If you're watching on demand on YouTube, come to twitch.tv and hit follow. If you're on listening on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, leave a 5-star review and then come to Twitch and hit follow. Also, sub to us if you have Amazon Prime.
Sub, man.
Okay,
it's free. If
we
you
don't.
Got Prime.
We don't need you to listen. In order to give us your money.
Well, we do.
Well,
we
I mean,
would,
to watch us live, I mean.
Watch
us live.
Live. If we hit 12
no.
monthly average
yes,
viewers,
but
you get another episode.
I would personally rather just have your money than
or
have
that.
You watch.
You cannot watch it,
that's
just subscribe.
That's not what I mean.
That's fine.
What I mean is, if it's like, I can't watch you because I like to listen, you could still give us your money.
Yeah.
And that would be okay.
Yeah.
You do whatever you like, boo-boo, but also give us your money.
Just whenever you subscribe, tell us you're from the audio platforms. That way we won't kill them off.
Unless you... well, yeah.
There you go. Now there's
now
ultimatums
there's
on you.
If I don't get 3 new subs from iTunes this week, it's dead.
It's dead.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Okay, people who are live on Twitch, just stay here. We're gonna
stay right.
We're gonna go to the Colby Plays games.
Two.
And we'll be right back, dudes. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back in like less than 5 minutes. All right, we'll be back. BRB.